Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
You will now hear an electronically generated noise. ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome in, everybody. Thursday, opening day and Sweet 16. What a great sports day, right? And certainly baseball couldn't screw this up. Not with the matchups that they have going today. I mean, everybody's excited to see the Yankees and the Orioles going at it today. Because right, they're going to be down to the wire, nonstop, 162 games of back and forth. And boy, oh boy, I just can't wait to see that Yankee-Oriole matchup.
You're going to be watching on an Astro channel, watching the Astros.
What a bunch
Why
of,
are you upset?
What a bunch of dumbasses baseball is.
Why are you
is.
Upset? You had the Astros on today.
Here's what we're looking at today. You want to see? Let's see our schedule today.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Baltimore at New York. Can't wait. Okay. Atlanta at Philadelphia. What? Arizona and the Dodgers isn't a bad matchup. The two playoff teams actually hooking up. Two playoff teams that are actually matched up in the postseason. Good. Where else do you find that? Nowhere. Right now you've got, look at Colorado's at Miami. Woohoo! Of course, anybody going to Miami, kind of sucks. But shouldn't Tampa be playing Miami today, honestly?
Why is Miami hosting?
I mean, that might draw some.
Miami hosting at all? Why are they hosting on opening day?
You shouldn't get to. If people don't come to your games, you shouldn't get a host opening day. Doesn't make any sense. Unless you know this is the only way we get them out there. Because even when the Astros were terrible, they would draw on opening day. That's a traditional thing.
Opening day, yeah. Actually that's probably the logic of it.
Yeah.
Is that we're going to fill it up anyway. Why would we put the Yankees and Astros? Because it's going to fill up anyway.
That probably is the logic.
But why not get people excited? I mean, Dell, did you know today was opening day?
I did because I just see the scroll from last night. I was like, oh, today's opening day. Okay. Thanks, baseball.
Here's what should happen.
What? Don't get so excited, Dell.
No. Here's what should happen, though. It should be St. Louis and the Cubs are playing at noon. At 3 o'clock, you've got the Astros and Yankees. At 6 o'clock, you've got the Red Sox taking on Cleveland. At 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you've got the Dodgers going against the Giants or the Giants won't be very good. The Dodgers again. But you should have a whole day on ESPN, like Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
On Christmas Day, don't you look forward? If we had good matchups today of teams going after each other that would be playoff, we would watch all day long on ESPN. Instead, it's... You know, Detroit at Toronto. Woohoo! Can't wait for that.
You're going to get to watch your Astros.
I'm going to watch my Astros, but I would love to see, I would love to be interested. How interesting is the Yankees and the Orioles? Not, I mean, the Orioles could be the worst team in the history of baseball this year.
The interest, though, is going to be how good are the Yankees going to be this year. That's the interesting
part. But we're not going to be able to tell against the Orioles.
No. I'm just happy we got the, I really don't care. Personally, that you're one side of that. For me, I care more about the fact that it's Verlander Snell. I mean, that's big time, right out of the gate.
Well, right out of the gate. But baseball just fell into that, by the way. Yeah. They had no idea. I mean, they made this schedule last September during the season.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote an article about this. How basketball puts their schedule out like 46 days before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the offseason. You know what they do? They put the Rockets against the Warriors in the opener. You know what they do? They put Toronto against Boston in the or when Cleveland, when LeBron was playing against Kyrie. Kyrie moved on to Boston. You know what the first game of the year was? Cleveland-Boston.
Yeah, I don't think baseball can do that because of the travel arrangements and how extended their schedule is. Like, they got a massive schedule.
Who travels more, basketball or baseball?
Well, I mean, baseball has the advantage of playing
3 days in the same place.
Yeah, but they do have to go multiple times to cities where you in basketball, it's one.
So that's all right, but you go and you stay and you leave. I mean, you go, you have to travel to that city. The travel arrangement thing is you travel less in Major League Baseball than you travel in basketball.
There's more people in baseball, too, though, that you have to accommodate for. More people. Yeah, obviously. So you got.
I mean, double.
I would probably more than double, right?
Well, yeah, but the roster's 15 versus 20 versus 25.
Yeah, I guess it's probably right at double.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that they don't do it because they've got to get the schedule right. I mean, there's a lot more piecemealing of the schedules and making sure. Because you also have to work around a variety of different events in town and things like that.
Well, yeah. Listen, there's no reason for you to do the schedule during the previous season. You see who were the best teams. I mean, if it was October or November instead of September, that wouldn't change anything because you don't start up until now. I mean, you have plenty of time. But again, basketball waits. We don't even have the NFL schedule out yet. Now, they do a lot less traveling, no question about that. They have a lot more people, but they do a lot less traveling. But it makes absolutely no sense for you not to have on the 4th of July a great baseball schedule. Where everybody, Memorial Day, where you have a great baseball schedule, where ESPN is all day baseball to promote your product. This is why baseball is dying. It doesn't know how to promote its product. It never, I mean, did you hear the commissioner last year about Mike Trout? Well, if Mike Trout would get out there more and do more, you know, advertising stuff on his own, then we'd be much better off. How about you promote Mike Trout? How about you have for years, forever, they didn't have a promotions department in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how stupid is this? What kind of baseball? It's no wonder you're dying and you're the number three sport now. It's because you don't promote. You don't know how to promote yourself. Let there be huge baseball days that we look forward to. Like we look forward to. It's kind of surprising. Have you heard why it's Bears Packers this year to start the season as opposed to the Patriots?
No, why?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you. You work for Roger Goodell. Aren't you right underneath Roger Goodell?
Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah,
he's under him definitely.
Well, he's. I mean, you want to talk about somebody who is?
John is angry schedule guy today.
I am scheduled.
I was ready to talk about Astros and Verlander and the extension and all this stuff, and I step right into a scheduling hornet's nest.
Right, because baseball's stupid, but. But it's weird, though. Bears-Packers this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask around about that because that is you usually get the defending champ.
The defending champ usually opens up on that Thursday
Maybe
night.
They want to keep the heat off Kraft. Maybe they don't want any Kraft stuff on that. I don't think that's it.
That might be. Well, no.
Probably because
that came out before.
It's because it's the league's 100th season, and I guess these are two old-school teams.
Oh, that's going to be it because there's a ton of 100 stuff.
Yeah.
Like a fan is going to win tickets for the next one fan – is going to win two tickets to, I don't know exactly how it works, for 100 straight years. You're going to have tickets to a
fan is going to win it for
one. Fan is going to win it for 100 years.
That'll pay off for that
and
person.
And it'll stay in a family for probably 100 years.
Oh, okay. Probably a 60-year-old. Here's tickets for 100 straight games. 100 straight years. Oh, thanks.
100
thanks
straight Jaguar games.
Right.
Does this cover my trips to London? No, but you got the tickets. This is super expensive for me.
Anyway, I just think that baseball just ruins everything, ruins my life. Because I don't want the Astros opening up. Why are the Astros
see them? Why do you
not
care?
Opening up at home? But why are they not home? Well, they're a great team.
Yeah, but why do you care about the TV schedule when you have your Astros on and you get to watch them?
He wants to go to a game in the mid-afternoon. And secondly,
he loves
baseball, and he doesn't like baseball, you know, bleeping the pot.
Well, here's the deal. I can't drink anyway, so I don't like to go to games in the afternoon.
Oh, well.
If I was drinking,
this sounds like a problem.
No. This is definitely a me. But look, Uncle Freddie had to travel all the way to Tampa Bay to see his team today, right?
It's a trip. You get to take a trip.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Guess what?
To Tampa.
That's
not great.
No,
I'd go. I go to the Shrine Game. It's
nobody wants to go to Tampa.
I mean, it's all right. Weather's fine. It's not. You know. It's just,
no, there's I nothing. Mean, no, got,
you can bring your laundry and do it in all the laundry mats.
No,
the
for years,
laundry mats all over the place.
For years, I had to go with Astros spring training down to Tampa to where the Yankees
like
are.
The downtown,
and
fine,
it's, and it's not even it, Tampa.
Maybe it's St. Pete.
St. Petersburg is where they're at. Like Lance McCullers gets pissed, right? Because he doesn't want to be. That's St. Petersburg, not Tampa. Is that
right.
His deal?
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember which.
You don't
one
want to
is,
be associated
one
with.
One of them is nicer.
I which one remember. Has Mons Venus? Tampa.
Actually, no. I was downtown at Tampa, and that's right, because I had to walk by a flop house.
Yeah.
Remember to get my coffee today. Right, I'm like, oh, man. Everyone's sitting outside smoking cigarettes. Just
yeah, you sent out a picture of them.
Yeah, it was a little, yeah.
McCullers.
Yeah, that wasn't super nice.
No.
McCullers is a Tampa guy, it looks like, so he doesn't like being associated with St. Pete.
Yeah, mm-hmm. St. Pete is one with the meth.
Yeah.
It's kind of methy in St. Pete. Walk down the streets like, man,
no,
what is all the... It's strip clubs next to... And they don't look nice, strip clubs. It's strip clubs next to massage places, next to laundromats, next to people outside with cutoff shorts and lawn chairs. That's what St. Pete is.
What do you got today? Who you got today, Snell or Verlander?
Verlander.
You like Verlander.
I think all that new money is going to have him hyped. Verlander's going to be,
Ian Snell just got $50 million, too. Okay.
Blake.
What?
You talking about Blake Snell?
Blake Snell, Ian Snell.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of Ian Snell at all. Blake Snell's a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I like Verlander. I like the boys to go in and take care.
You're the one
business.
That brought Ian Snell this morning. You were the first one to say Ian Snell, yes. In the break, before we started.
Did I say Ian?
Yeah, that's why you put me on Ian. Blake Snell is +115, Verlander's -135.
And Blake Snell out here talking, not about the Astros in particular, but it's World Series or bust for his Rays.
Wow.
Is it now?
World Series or bust.
Now, while I will say this, they're one of the favorites to be in wild card.
They've got a good pitching staff.
It'll be Yankees or Red Sox and probably Tampa, depending on if the A's can pick up some more pitching. Mm-hmm. That's what it depends on. I mean, I love the A's lineup, but when Mike Fiers is your opening day starter, good Lord.
Blake Snell's quote is playoffs and then getting to the World Series and winning that thing. If we don't do that, it's not successful.
Well, how about starting 1-0? Okay.
He ain't worried about the little old Astros. He has bigger goals.
He ain't worried about them Astros? Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's see how this tastes. How Verlander tastes
today.
We
didn't even get to talk about this on the air. What do you think about, what were your thoughts on the Verlander 2-year extension? It's good. Just extends the window a little bit. It's a little bit of a risk at his age.
Well, you and I love 2 years.
No, I think it's a perfect. The three is the one that you know is a bad deal.
Right.
Two has got a shot.
Two is really, really. I thought very team friendly. $33 million. You know, they're up in at 13 because they were only paying 20 before. So that's another $13 million on top of everything else that they're paying everybody else. So that's a little bit, but. I love 2 years. Here's the thing, though. I really would have liked Cole at 5 as opposed to Verlander at 2.
Mm. See, I've got a problem with it only because it shows a lack of commitment. I like what the Rockets did with their older player. and giving him 4 years. I don't know why.
And 40.
And 160.
I don't know why the Astros didn't do the same thing.
I like a bigger financial commitment for longer to one who's less durable. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I mean,
he's been healthy.
Well, who's better, relatively speaking, to their sport, Chris Paul or Justin Verlander?
Well, I mean, Chris Paul was pretty doggone good.
And
last year.
Right now. And when you gave him 4 years, 160.
I guess we go Verlander. I want to see how it plays out with Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul came off injury, and he's playing much better. So I actually think it's relatively similar, although, based on their bodies of work, Chris Paul was right there with Justin Verlander last year.
Yeah, I don't think this year he is.
No.
He's and not
Verlander
even,
wasn't I mean, as good last year as the year before.
No, but I think that...
Well, he only had a half year.
I think we see especially defensively, what Chris Paul is against quicker point guards.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Why don't you... Maybe he needs some testosterone.
No, he doesn't. But you might, if you're out there listening. Men's T Clinic is there to... I've got to go in today. I'm going to get lab work done. We're going to find out where the different levels are. And it's always interesting to see where you are, because what happens at Men's T Clinic, unlike the other places that are just in and out, goodbye. Men's T Clinic wants to see exactly where your levels are and all the different things that they chart, because this is their chance to fine-tune their treatment for you so that you get the very best benefits from your testosterone treatments. And if you are a little high or a little low in any of those areas, they can fine-tune it, and you will see a difference. I mean, it really does make a huge, huge difference. Go to menstclinic.com and find out a little bit more about the company, if you like, or a little bit more about testosterone treatments. And if you've gone somewhere else and you've been diagnosed with low testosterone, but you're not seeing the benefits and the results, go see my friends, because chances are you just haven't been given the right dosage or set up with the right program for you. MensTClinic.com, Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, and Cypress. It's MensTClinic.com. I remembered
each flash this time. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit CultureMap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 718 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us right here. So come on. 713-780-3776.
Who did I miss? Anybody out of the Fromber? Whose spot did Fromber take?
McCullers or Morton or what? Who?
Oh, no, I guess it's Brad Peacock. And now Fromber's in the pen. Who is there? Somebody out of the bullpen? Is there a surprise cut for the Astros?
I
was out of town that I didn't see.
I don't believe there's any surprises.
I didn't think so, but Fromber wasn't a full-time guy last year.
He was with the injuries. Remember when everybody got
injured? With injuries. Is there an injury I'm not thinking of right now?
No. It's the rotation is Verlander, Cole, McHugh, Miley, and Peacock.
Mm-hmm. It's Miley 3, right?
Miley. Yeah. Miley is 4.
Oh, McHugh. Miley's 4?
Yeah, McHugh's 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Presley, Rondon, Harris, Devo, Josh James,
Yep. So
Roberto Osuna will start the season as closer.
Well, yeah.
I mean, set up man, Presley, Rondon just goes back to I would imagine it's going to be Rondon and Josh James eventually who are battling for potential setup man type roles.
Yeah.
Right? And then Devo's last resort, Devo. And you got Will Harris.
Yeah,
Will Harris is the nuclear cockroach. Will Harris lasts forever.
He can't go. Yeah.
No one can.
And
beat
Devo.
Will. No one can stop. Man, really, it's both.
And
of them.
Devo.
But Will. But even when Devo was,
they've both been all stars though. They both. I mean, so.
Yeah. Will Harris has been a closer.
Yeah.
Will Harris was a closer.
Not anymore.
We need to give Will Harris a shot. All right, that's it. We've seen enough.
WBD Carcass says, I think they consider weather a ton in March and April. Warm weather or domes take precedent in games that won't matter as much if they have to be rescheduled. Not so much, WB. As a matter of fact, Rob Manfred has addressed this issue and said, nope, we don't want to have warm weather teams have to play more games later in the season on the road.
It's actually the other way.
It's the other way. They play a lot of, you'll see. I mean, this week the Yankees will be on the road. Next week they'll be at home. They don't take that into it. Minnesota, outdoors in Minnesota, will be playing either this week or next week at home.
Right.
Because that they do not want that to happen where you have you're a lopsided schedule and you have to, if you're fighting to be into the play, in the playoffs, and it's kind of unfair. While you can take a big advantage if you're a southern team or a dome team early in the season, you'd be at a huge disadvantage late in the season when you got to make up all those road games. So they don't do that. They just don't. They let the weather be damned. We're going to play. And they're playing earlier than ever now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. That is, which is a little strange about, you figure it's a little strange from a weather standpoint because there are a lot of places that are, they can get very, very cold, but I guess you just made it.
Yeah, did you see up north they're having flooding in a lot of their rivers because of all the snow is melting and going into the rivers.
The massive snow issue they have. Yeah.
Did you also see this morning, Good Morning America had a bunch of high school girls on who are very upset about the fact that the boys in their high school made a list of the best looking girls?
I mean, I saw it, and here's the thing. They do know that's been going on for five decades.
Listen. Cavemen used to make a list on the wall of, well, here's the best looking cave woman.
Just crude breasts scratched into the wall like, oh, caveman. You guys are a bunch of cavemen.
Okay. This is now Good Morning America topic. Like this just happened for the first time ever.
Boys
made a list of good looking girls.
Hell, that has been a plot to how many teenage movies where the girls fight back because they don't feel like they should be ranked by the guys. This has been a thing,
or they should be ranked higher.
Yeah, well, it's now in this world, it's usually the girls like you guys. That's trashy. You guys can't rank us. Hmm. It's been a thing for a while.
No, it just started.
No,
it started.
But it is okay for the women's group to be judgy about,
I don't know this guy. Yeah. I don't know if you know, girls make lists about boys too. Okay? I think that's happened.
No, I'm pretty sure.
That doesn't feel like a good morning. That doesn't feel like a national outreach story. I mean, it does now. Now it's like, yeah, it makes total sense.
Well, I am an equal and I wish he wouldn't just judge me by my looks. I'm like, what? It's a 16-year-old boy.
You better
guess what's going to happen.
He's going to do that. I can understand, I guess, being upset by it because you think she certainly is more than just her looks.
Well,
but
you
that's
think
how
you
they
should be hired too.
That's your spin on it. But that's what dudes do.
You know who's not complaining? The top five.
Well, I don't know that.
I just think this is bad, but at the same time,
I'm happy that they think so highly of me.
I was glad to get a one seed.
Right.
It was a bracket for me.
Did you guys see the bracket this week on Barstool?
No.
The hottest TV characters ever?
I pull that up. That one's one that we need to get to later in the show. I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what their takes are on that one.
Yeah. No. Like Pam Anderson was a one seed.
Yeah, pull it up.
Like her.
Minka Kelly was a two seed.
In their actual
show. I thought she was underrated.
In the shows themselves or just the actresses?
The actresses.
Okay.
Just the
like, I thought the you characters. Meant like CJ from Baywatch. Is
right, right, okay. Right. CJ from Baywatch. Daddario is in it from True Detective.
Uh-huh.
Who?
She was a five seed.
Alexandra Daddario.
In which True Detective?
Season one.
The second. Oh, yeah,
who
season
she?
One.
She's the
oh,
one
yeah.
who.
She was the one on the couch with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I got to see what she looks like.
Oh, my God.
She's also in like all of the Rock's movies now, playing his daughter for whatever reason. That's one of her roles. Like that, you probably didn't see it, Lance, but it was one of the Rock Saving the World movies she played.
I saw the one where he was flying around. The whole world was busting up.
What's her name Saved by the Bell was one scene. Kelly Kapowski.
She's a one scene.
She was a one scene.
She has a place in all their hearts.
I think she's going to be Virginia, but Don't get me wrong.
You're going to get knocked out by 16?
No, she didn't get knocked. Well, actually, she didn't get knocked out by a 16. But she'll get knocked out, I think, by the Sweet 16.
The blue eyes give her a little different.
Yeah, pop. Dark hair, blue eyes.
D'Addario?
Yeah.
Dark hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, she has eyes?
Yes.
John, this is why Good Morning America does these shows now.
But Good Morning America, high school list. Guys are still doing this at 50 and 60 years old. They're voting in this thing. I didn't vote, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but it's different, John, because they're high school girls.
Yeah, high school.
It's different.
Ranking girls,
and it's
really.
High school boys. Like, do we not take anything about just the biology of the male mind?
And by the way,
hormones?
Young, immature mind.
Yeah, and girls always mature way faster physically and specifically mentally and emotionally faster than boys.
I'm sorry. 7-3. Okay, Shannon, we'll talk opening day on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. We promise you got your first up.
Tell Shannon who he should be playing today on my bookie.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I've got all of the odds for all of the baseball games today. You like DeGrom or Scherzer? Holy crap, what a matchup.
I know.
How about that matchup? Now that, see, that's nice. And we got a great matchup with Blake Snell and Justin Verlander. Verlander, obviously the favorite at Tampa Bay. You got Cashner and Tanaka. If you think the Cashner might be able to take care of the Yankees, you're going to catch 305. Okay. So you bet 100, you get 300 in return. I'm telling you, all the Sweet 16 games, all the odds, there's all kinds of bets that you can make on each game. How many points guys will score, all this. I mean, it's unbelievable. Hockey, basketball, NASCAR. You got it's unbelievable. You can bet right now on who will win each division in baseball, soccer, tennis, boxing. What do you want to bet on? You got it. MyBookie.ag. Promo code radio. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. Get in now and start playing. MyBookie.ag. Promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We'll get Shannon in here. Opening day. He wants to talk about that. Anybody else? 713-780-3776. What's up, Shannon?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Two comments and a question at the end. First of all, thoughts and prayers to all Atlanta Falcons fans. It is 3:28, so you know, thoughts and prayers on them dealing with that reminder all day today. Second comment, opening day brings a new season for listeners. I want to remind everybody to be patient with John, because we're going to have to hear when the Astros lose 10 in a row how terrible they are and what they should be doing to get themselves better. And the question is,
what the bleep, 10 in a row? Yes, I will talk about how terrible they are if they lose 10 in a row.
We know you will.
And that's right.
For
we're
going to turn on our radio every morning and listen to you because
complain about 10
breath,
in a row.
We want to hear what you want to say.
Well, guess what? If they lose 10 in a row, they are terrible. They should not lose 10 in a row ever. They should not lose 3 in a row ever.
I understand that, John, but just like the Rockets, unfortunately, you're going to be on that coattail at the end when they turn it all around and doing good. And so the listeners like me, we're going to listen every morning. And I want to know, why do you think we put ourselves through that with you? Well, I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know.
Because Shannon missed the mark, because if he would have the joke is if they lose 2 in a row and John freaks out.
Yeah, he missed it. Yeah.
I do freak out
10,
in 2 in a row.
He rightfully would freak out.
If they lose 10 in a row, they deserve to get their ass handed to him.
He didn't set up what he was doing. Yeah, he didn't set it up properly.
No, right. Yeah, Shannon, that's why people don't listen to you every morning, Shannon.
And there it is. And that's why we're number one.
Whatever.
Shannon, I didn't know that was coming.
Do I freak out at when my team loses? Yes. Okay. Yeah, I freak out. They shouldn't. You know what? When the Rockets start like ass, like the Rockets started like ass, then they gotta catch it, okay? Because they shouldn't have played like that at the beginning of the season.
Man, your bias is just leaking.
No, they played like ass.
Daryl, agree.
They played terrible.
Totally agree, Daryl.
No, really? Let's take a look at the Rockets' schedule.
What are they doing now?
Yeah, okay, great. No, but should they have started like that? And guess what? If they would have started like a basketball team like they should, they'd be the number one seed right now.
You just weren't patient.
I wasn't patient. Let's take a look. They lost 5 of their first 6. Okay.
So?
7 of their first 11.
So?
What do you mean so? No, if had they played, they lost.
You're on their coattails now, John.
No, I like the team. I think that they're going. Yes, I think that they're a good team now. They sucked.
You heard Shannon.
To start the season. Sucked.
You heard Shannon. You just weren't patient.
They were 9-11. 11-14. So you know what, Shannon? What a great start. You know what? We should have been. Wow! You know what we should have been? We should have been Thunder. Thundersticks.
There it is.
Warriors come out to play.
Come out to play. I like the remix.
That is a good remix right there. Shannon, I should have, you know what? We should have been pounding the table for what a great start and how awesome the team was.
Don't let him intimidate you, Shannon.
Shannon.
Don't let John intimidate you.
First of all, Shannon, if we were actually going to grade your call, I mean, I know you're a Saints fan, but maybe let go of the Falcons jokes. I mean, this is not a Falcon town, so it doesn't really make any difference to us whether you make crack jokes on the Falcons or not. Maybe call an Atlanta station for that. And then you say, John freaks out when this team loses 10 in a row, much like everyone would.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 is not the good selling point. The joke should have been when they're three and seven.
3-4.
4-6, or you're like, if you want to use 10 games, right, use a sub-500 like a 4-6.
Or 5-5. That would even have been.
Yeah.
They're a 5-5 team. When they're 5-5, John's going to freak out. Yeah, I would freak out. Right. Okay?
Hey, Shannon, I hope you're listening on January 20th next year, because I will remember to make the joke about the Rams and the Saints. So, just remind you of that.
January 20th? 1:20?
That's when the game was. So, Shannon, remember, January 20th. Take that to heart, because if you're around, I'm going to make that joke.
What was the final score? 13-3.
It was 26-23. There's no real date for that.
The final score of the Rams Patriots?
Well, that's if you're a Rams
fan. That was March 13th.
Is there an official Marcus Williams Day?
March.
What day was?
Is there a Marcus Williams Day? I don't know that we celebrate. Where kids don't have to go to school.
We can find out what day that game was.
Kids in Minnesota don't have to go to school on Marcus Williams Day. Is that what we're saying, Shannon? Don't let these two intimidate you.
I'm just saying, if you want to bring that type of fire to the show, we can always send it back.
And by fire,
we mean not fire.
Yeah, well, we are. I'm going to freak out. Yes, if they lose 10 in a row, Shannon. So just so you know, yes. And I'm going to actually. They should. You know, I thought a pretty good point this morning on the show before us. It's who was it? One of the baseball guys, mm-hmm. Kirchin, or one of the baseball, or Buster Posey was on, and he said the difference between teams is they're 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah,
and that's a real concern this year.
Oh no. Obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, we've spent a lot of time on that, but it is. And as the season starts, we're not wrong. I mean, Wade Miley, Colin McHugh, do you feel any better now than after spring?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I didn't see him in spring. I don't really put much into spring. Guys are working on so much. They're working on their curveballs. They're trying to get stuff down. I don't put much credence into what's going on in spring training.
But there's nothing that you feel any different.
No, but if I look at rotations... The Red Sox, that was the point, is when you've got Eovaldi and Rodriguez, and, I mean, it's when you look at their 3, 4, and 5 against, and sometimes those 3, 4, and 5s are going to be facing aces, and they can beat aces.
Right.
And then when the aces, like Sale the other level. David Price are facing their 3 and 4 and 5. You're like, holy crap, this is a mismatch. So it is. It makes a huge difference who those 3, 4, and 5s are. And the Astros are not, quite frankly, they're not as good as the other, as the Yankees or the Red Sox no. right now. We'll find out. I don't know what to think of Wade
Miley.
It
really is, though. It really is strange to me. I mean, I hope they're right. But it's strange at all the gambling places, and they're the ones who know the most. They're the ones you usually trust. They just seem to just breeze right by the Astros 3, 4, 5 like it's not a concern. Like, yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I don't either, but hey, well, here's why. Right. I hope I'm the wrong
here's
one.
Why is because of a weak division, I think, because of a really good lineup. Because of a really weak division, I think the Astros will get in. Honestly, do you see anybody winning 90 some games?
No,
other than the Astros in the West.
Yeah, in the division, if you're just going by number of wins, that's fine. I think the ability to defeat the other best teams out there, that's the question. Is what happens if Verlander or Cole is not at the top of their game this year, or if they get just like last year in the postseason, if they get neutralized by another starting pitcher, then what happens? And last year, David Price, like, oh, look, David Price showed up and started playing baseball all of a sudden. Yeah. Great. Well, then what happens? Who do you lean on then? I mean, because the bullpen is not any good ever in the postseason ever for the Astros.
No.
Well, not – I shouldn't – no, well, no, even when they won the World Series, they pretty much stunk, other than the starters who had to – who had to save them.
Yeah. The thought is now, and the Yankees are strong. Their bullpen is strong. Thought is the one weakness of the Red Sox is going to be their pen, and whether or not it's a lot thinner now without Kimbrel, whether or not they've got a bona fide closer, a guy that they'll be able to count on.
Where's Kimbrel right now?
I haven't seen anybody pick him up. That would have been a story, no? That somebody picked up Kimbrel. Did he go anywhere?
He is currently a free agent.
Yeah. He and Dallas Keuchel both still free agents.
This is crazy. We're at opening day, and Dallas Keuchel doesn't have a job, and they say, what, Dallas is just going to wait it out until someone gets hurt, and then he has more leverage to get a better deal?
Okay.
That's supposedly what
he's doing. In the meantime,
doing.
These earning years, he's sitting and watching, which is not a great thing for him.
Craig Kimbrel is 30 years old, and he is not on a roster. This is just unbelievable to me. That is not old.
Well, but I think they're over asking. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Both of them overshot their value.
Well, there's a market
value.
Correction, and right now, I think teams understand.
Well, a market correction, and then we got a guy signed for $430 million.
Yeah, but there's a difference between
and another for $330 million.
Best players in baseball and closer who didn't really do his job even last year, you know, who has not been a great closer. And closers don't have the same value. So the analytics basically have shown that the value for closers has really gone down. You know, the argument for a unless you are an all-time great, there is, from a number standpoint, you can get it done with a committee approach.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons the Astros are not, you know, I don't think they really freak out when it comes to closers.
Yeah,
I think they want closers.
Except in the postseason. When you really need somebody that you can count on. And that's exactly what the Yankees have. I mean, their bullpen is stout, dude.
When Kimbrel's supposed to be one of those guys. Kimbrel's going to have tremendous value. When somebody decides to sign him, he'll make some money when he decides to get – when he decides to go or when they decide to sign him. But it will be interesting to see how long Craig Kimbrel and Dallas Keuchel will sit on the sidelines. This is really unheard of. I mean, these are earning years, and they're not even signed. And it's not like they can't pitch anymore. These aren't slappies who you'll throw in like in basketball. Well, we'll wait until the end of the year and then maybe see if he's got anything left. Like these are right now, Dallas Keuchel would be a number three on somebody's.
But what do you? And we're seeing this a lot in football though. Is guys sign up because the Texans do it with everyone, sign 1 year deals. Of maybe to approve it years. If you're Kimbrel, what do you have left to prove? But secondly, do you take a longer term, lesser deal just to get on a team? You know, or he's sitting there going, "Nope, I'm not doing it until you give me what I want."
Yeah, I don't know what motivates him. So I really don't have any idea what motivates him.
713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in. You can take shot. I mean, pot shots like Shannon. Now, I'm not going to make fun of his name because it's a girl's name.
It's not.
You let Shannon bust you up and don't mention her? I mean, his name? Stop. That's not. Shannon is a boy's name, too, sometimes.
Shannon. Don't listen to this. Don't
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Yep.
Great.
Shannon Briggs.
Yep. Former heavyweight. U.S.
Yeah.
Olympian.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Okay.
Shannon Awful okay. Caller.
David making fun of someone's name. Okay, we don't do that around.
Shannon is a, it's not a gender-specific name.
It's not.
No.
You could be any gender.
Either way.
You could be transitioning with the name Shannon.
No.
And no one would know.
I don't co-sign any of this transitioning nonsense.
And maybe Shannon is in the middle of a transition. Is that, that's why his call was so bad. Mm-hmm. He was focused on other things.
I don't co-sign any of this, Shannon. Call back in anytime you want.
Oh, that yeah, he can. Just be better.
10 games to freak out. That dude's been freaking out all offseason. He was one of the ones freaking out the first week of 2017 about the offense. The first week. You're damn right I am.
That is correct.
Damn right I am. Want my team to play well.
What
I'm
is
sorry.
Happening to
I'm sorry. Let's just settle for playing crap.
You know
for
who,
being crappy.
You know who agrees with you? The Astros. You know why? Never settle.
I never settle. You know what they did last year? Settled.
Yeah.
They settled on purpose?
They settled for an ALCS appearance.
Yeah, ALCS. That's fine. That's not fine. It's not good enough. Yeah, I've been freaking out all offseason. You know why? Because everybody took the offseason off. Jeff Luno, what'd you do?
Wade Miley is your third starter.
I went to the Bahamas.
Colin McHugh.
We did a European trip. How about signing some guys?
A starting pitcher that we can count on.
745 ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 749 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We will take your calls. What do you think about opening day? What do you think about the Sweet 16 today? Let's go. 713-780-377. I was happy to see, you know, who Bear, who picks games on College Game Day.
Yeah.
Bear.
He's pretty good.
He picked Oregon as his favorite play tonight. I love that. And another guy.
Oregon's been messing people up.
Yeah, well, Oregon was a top 20 team to start the season, but they had injuries. And then when all the guys came back, everyone's surprised that they're good.
I mean, Oregon's been messing me up.
Oregon didn't mess me up. I got them in my Final Four, so I am very pleased with Bear today.
Yes, you are.
But here's the deal, is they also like Texas Tech, who is Dell, maybe you can help out on this. Is Chris Beard versus John Beilein one of the best coaching matchups of this Sweet 16?
Mm. Well, who else is out there? Think about it. Let's think. It's a good one.
It is. That's a pretty. I mean, where they've taken their programs?
Nah, it's pretty special.
It ain't like it's Duke and Kentucky.
Michigan has been a traditional second tier good program, but Beilein is. After Steve Fisher, they were kind of waddling. And Beilein turned them back into a perennial, at least Elite Eight, Final Four team. How many times? They've been to the title game twice under him since he's been there, I think. Both times lost. So he's elevated them from kind of, Michigan. So he's done a good job there. And Chris Beard, kind of meteoric in terms of what he's done so quickly at Tech. Doing a nice job. Best school in the state. And it's been that way for a couple years now.
How about Tony Bennett and Dana Altman?
Dane Altman's at Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good that's a pretty good coaching matchup.
Yeah, I think when you get to this point, you can start looking at the list and go, yeah, these are good coaches.
Yeah, Bennett is. I just feel like they're always going to have some, unless they have a special. You know, when they had Kaminsky, they had a real dude, I mean, for college basketball at least, and then they had Sam too. So, I don't know. For me, you know what Wisconsin's going to be. There's some limitations.
Oh, feels Tony. Like some, Tony, what? Not Dick.
Oh, no, I'm Tony. Thinking.
You're thinking Dick Bennett. Tony Bennett, Virginia.
I'm not Dick, yeah, because we're, don't. That's
you're thinking about
don't
what?
Cut that one either. That was terrible. That was terrible. And that one would be titillating, and that one
yeah,
would
I
get
can't,
you.
You need context.
That would get you fine.
You need context.
The,
I can't
oh,
use
you
that
can't
one.
Stop. Yeah, that was.
It's all about context there.
Yeah.
However.
No, however, nothing, John.
I can't just however, play it nothing. Out of the blue.
I'm sorry.
Lance, what were you,
that's
Lance,
a $25,000 fine, 100%.
Lance, what were you just thinking about?
I can't.
No, don't just
I need context.
Don't I point just, a finger to Dell to play something.
If I play that, we're all in trouble because there's no context around it.
Yes. Everyone gets fired. Everyone's fired if Dell plays that.
I just
everyone's fired. Dell. Everyone gets fined $25,000.
Oh my god!
Sorry, man. I wish
we were on Sirius.
Yeah, we play it all the time.
Well, that'd play be a that. Nightmare.
Oh, that
I
would
immediately
be.
Went.
Lance, what are you thinking about? Speaking of coaches,
hold on. Ready? Turn your mic off for 1 second. I literally said that out loud.
Yes, you did say that.
That should never be a hockey.
Ever. So, Tony's a hell of a coach.
Yeah.
Virginia hasn't been good. Well, the Ralph Sampson, and then who was the lefty that they had? It was really good right after Sampson.
Not John Crotty. They had John Crotty, yeah. But...
They had a decent team after that.
Not the white guy lefty,
it wasn't,
right?
It was a pretty good team for all, but Virginia has been irrelevant until Tony Bennett got there.
Again. Yeah, but Tony is just like Dick Bennett. I mean,
it's the same. Yeah,
it's still going to be grind. Slowdown,
and that's why basketball. I think they struggled in this tournament is because I feel like that they grind so hard defensively, offensively, they're going to struggle probably playing. And a lot of times, although this is a better offensive team than he's had in the past.
But could happen later in a tournament when you face better competition. And I know that's a concern for the Cougs, too. Is but it hasn't been so far.
So,
and it hasn't been so far for Virginia.
So apparently, and I know this.
You're about to give us bad news.
Yeah. Kelvin Sampson has been offered a top 15 college basketball contract. I think
from Tillman, good.
I think that
from who by another.
Well,
tool?
Mike Anderson being fired by Arkansas is not a good thing. Period, and they're in the mix. He would be a top 15 paid coach in college basketball, and yet the deal is not done. I don't know. You know what? Maybe it's just playing hardball with his agent or whatever, trying to gain as much as possible. They've been negotiating with Kelvin for months
and it's still
and
not
months
done. That's
and
not
months
a good, that's
and
not
it's
a
not
good sign.
Done.
That's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. He's still in the tournament. He will be a free agent after the season. So there it's a difficult situation. But you know, if he doesn't sign here, I can tell you that it's not because they didn't offer him very good money. Very good money. And commensurate with big-time college coaches. Big-time schools. So, the person, who was it that told you, you know what, we're not going to lose a guy because of money anymore?
Sean Tier told me
Yeah,
that.
Sean Tier said
he
that.
He said, he goes, if we lose, it's because they want to be somewhere else. It's never going to be because of money. And and when he said that, I thought, you know, he's probably right.
Now, there will be more money offered elsewhere.
Well, no, but at certain programs, there's nothing you're going to be
able
to do.
There's nothing you
can
do about it.
But you're not going to move, you're not going to lose to lateral or small step-ups.
No. It's going to be a big, big-time contract. But, and let's face it, it's Arkansas that is the team to beat here. And if you want to know the truth, I mean, honestly, where would you rather be? I mean, nothing against, and again, I like Fayetteville, and it's a nice town and everything else. It's a beautiful city.
I'm tired of you selling Fayetteville.
But I'm not
Razorback
telling.
Razorback Johnny.
Razorback. Sweet. But I'm telling you, when you, what you've already started here, with the building that you have now, with the talent base that you have here, up against, I mean, you can win conference every year here.
Thank you.
You and in the SEC?
You were, yeah.
You I mean, what do you, what do you, what do you, what do you, what do you think you're going to do at Arkansas?
This is college basketball, not football, where there are your limitations. Even at, even Arkansas college football is not winning national titles. At Houston, you can win a national title. You can prove you can be a three seed.
You can.
You certainly can. You could probably rise higher than that. There's nothing you can do at Arkansas that you can't do at UA.
That's exactly right.
Houston could theoretically win a national title. Now, it's easier to say that now because you don't have the Memphises or the Kentuckys that are just raining down terror on you with a bunch. I guess you do in a way at Duke. But even they look like they were the super team and they had their bumps in the road. But at Houston, you've got three really talented, talented scorers. You've got talented players on the Houston roster, but there's even more talent coming from Houston. If you can get any to stay at home at the new facility with Tillman Fertitta there, you know, making things beautiful, whatever the case may be, why couldn't you get a four-star guy to stay home? Why couldn't you maybe get a five-star player to stay home?
No, there's no reason that you can't. There's no, I mean, honestly, it's not college football. And, oh, by the way, I'm predicting, saying it here, within the next 5 years, by 5 years from now, University of Houston will be in the Pac-12. It'll be the Pac-80, but it will be in the Pac conference.
You think?
Whatever that is.
Within 5 years?
Within 5 years. Within 5 years, they
well,
will.
Well, then there's going to have to be major restructuring then for a lot of programs. It's not just going to be one team.
No. It'll be a couple of teams. But it could be, they could take, like you said, it could be Boise and U of H going over to the Pac-12, and everything else stays the same. Big 12 is making good money, and they're only splitting it among 10 teams with their greed. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to, you know, slice up that pie anymore. And quite frankly, University of Houston is sick of the Big 12 and their antics. So I think that they've moved on, and they're headed toward the Pac-12. And if I know, I mean, Renu Couture and her obsession and her how diligent she is in bettering this university, I'm telling you that woman is going to get this job done. She is going, and now she's on the NCAA board.
But you got to have somebody want you.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. But she's going to sway some info. I'm telling you.
You think?
Yes. And behind the scenes, they are working, and with Tillman's, you know, his backing. I mean, this is going to happen. They are going to be a Pac-12 team, I believe, within the next 5, maybe 6 years.
I mean, that'd be great. That'd be great for Houston financially. I don't know that it helps them in basketball in terms of. That's a lot of travel.
It won't be great.
Because I don't know that's any.
And it won't be
now,
great at the beginning because you're going to have to get in and not take any money. You know, you're going to have to pay your dues as a rookie. And you know, they put
Does
some limitations
have
on
any
the
chance
new
of
newcomers.
Buying the Pac-12.
Of what? Of buying the Pac-12?
Yeah.
He could. He might.
Could he purchase
if,
the Pac-12?
If he sells one of his nuggets, he
no.
could he
no,
could buy the entire Pac-12.
I don't think Pac-12. He wants to do that.
Well, he could buy a Pac-12. He could buy a whole conference if he wants to.
That's what I'm wondering, if he's going to buy the conference.
You know what? Here's the deal. Is right now I want to talk about me and you. Are you playing tomorrow?
That's going to be coming up on our next break. We're going to talk about that.
No, we're going to do it now.
Okay.
Because we got two in number. So let's talk about.
Yeah, so I can't play on the April Fool's Day because I have to travel. So I will be playing tomorrow. I'll make sure and get some money to take on my trip with me.
Yeah.
From people.
Bayou Social.
Although I have been friendlier the last couple of tournaments.
You've been nicer to people?
I have been friendlier. I basically donked out my entire chip stack on one bluff. I'm like, well, this bluff will get him. Well, oh, he called. Well, watch this. Oh, he called again.
Hmm.
Push all in. Like, super confident. All in. He's like,
call.
Man, you just keep betting. You must have something good. And I'm like, I have something so terrible. Please don't call. Please don't call.
Call.
And then he just flips the one chip in. Like, I guess I got to see it. I was so embarrassed. Just, you win. I don't want it. Do I have to show? Can I not show?
It's not always great to do it that way.
Yeah.
There are other ways to do it.
Yeah.
And it's all at Prime Social. The best place to play, period. There are probably six games going on. I don't know. It's unbelievable. And when you go to a place, you want to find a game. You don't want to wait to see, are more people coming? I don't know. And that's what you have to do at all these other places. I don't know. Is there going to be another game? I don't. They're opening tables. Oh, my God, there's 15 tables going on. People in. It's unbelievable the action that you're going to find at Prime Social. And that's what you're looking for. You got tournaments every day at noon. 10,000 guaranteed tomorrow. You got a Sunday at 2. You got unbelievable cash games, PLOs, Hold'em, and you got limit games as well, a 1530 Omaha that's a high-low that's unbelievable. PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer, Prime Social.
ESPN 97.5.